Attorney General Jeff Sessions was in central Islip on New York's Long Island today, where he said it's President Trump's mission to demolish the MS-13 gang, probably leaving many Americans wondering, who or what is MS-13? Well, on Long Island, people are painfully aware they're reeling from the most gruesome murders in Long Island history. Four young men, three of them teens, hacked to death by machetes, three others killed in Brentwood last fall, all attributed to MS-13. Dr. Charles Katz is director of the Center for Violence Prevention and Community Safety at Arizona State University. Dr. Katz, you've spent years studying MS-13. When you heard about this quadruple murder, your thoughts?
My first thought was that it was most likely somebody who had recently migrated from Central America, whether it was from El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala. But it didn't sound like individuals who had spent a lot of time in the United States, because this is obviously a very rare crime and rarely takes place among active gangs and gang members here in the United States.
But very common in Salvador. And tell us why. What's going on there?
Yeah, the culture of violence in El Salvador is very different when compared to the United States. In the United States, we have reasonable amounts of policing, courts, corrections, where you have a fairly high probability of being arrested and convicted. In Central America, they are rarely solved, and that's led to a culture of violence within Central America, where the gangs are oftentimes in control of the streets.
But help us understand this, because President Trump is also tweeting out, the weak illegal immigration policies of the Obama administration allowed bad MS-13 gangs to form in cities across the U.S. We're removing them fast. And a lot of people have taken that on and said, well, actually, that's not true. These were gangs that were formed in Los Angeles in the 1980s.
President Trump is incorrect in terms of the failed policies of the Obama administration. President Obama really took on the idea of addressing illegal immigration and addressing, in particular, those who were involved in violent crime. When we interviewed deportees, several hundred of them, very, very few of them were involved in a gang. Even fewer of them were based in a Salvadoran gang. And so this really is an exception rather than the rule, but it still doesn't ease the minds of any of the family of the victims of such an atrocious crime.
Tell us about MS-13. If this was born of violence in a civil war in El Salvador and then, you know, nurtured in a petri dish in Los Angeles, where it turned into this violent gang, is it a U.S. creation?
It's both. During the Civil War in El Salvador, Ronald Reagan welcomed immigrants from El Salvador to the United States, and that is when the gang problem in L.A. was growing. And so you had a large number of youth that had moved here with their families to flee to safety, and some of them became exposed to gangs. In fact, some of them faced discriminatory behavior by other youth in schools. They faced violence on the streets. As a result, they formed their own gang. But then when it was time for those folks to go back to El Salvador, they did, or many of them did, and it resulted in the proliferation of a gang culture down there. And decades later, some of these individuals are fleeing violence again from Central America, and they're making their way back up north into the United States.
Part of what's so troubling about the Long Island murders is that these were young people, high schoolers. Is it in the high schools?
Typically, the age of victims is around the same age as the offender. But this level of violence involving high school youth is very unique.
Well, in March, we know the Suffolk County Police there on Long Island announced the arrest of at least 31 alleged MS-13 gang members. 13 of those 31 arrested were considered extremely dangerous, and of those 13, 10 were in the country illegally. Is President Trump right that a wall or better border security will keep them out?
No, that's just simply not the case. Where there is a will, there is a way. It may impede the speed in which they come up. It may increase the number who are apprehended at the border, but people will continue to try to get in. While it may be a strategy that deters some, over the long term, those levels are going to remain fairly high compared to what President Trump argues that they might be reduced to. With that said, that does not mean that we do not need increased suppression efforts to deal with those that are the most criminally involved and the most violent. These people need to be apprehended and deported as soon as practical to do so.
I mentioned the 31 arrests in March. There have been over 100 MS-13 related arrests in just a couple of months there on Long Island. And the police commissioner there says this is a long-term war. It's a war. Is there any other way to crack that?
Yeah, suppression should be the last result. When we engage in suppression activities, we deport individuals. We're really splitting apart families, and that's a recipe for disaster over the long term. But there are a number of strategies to prevent youth from joining gangs. We also have a lot of evidence suggesting that there are intervention strategies that reduce violence. When youth and individuals are immigrating to communities, they need the appropriate resources so that they don't continue or become involved in gangs and involved in violence.
That's Dr. Charles Katz, director of the Center for Violence Prevention and Community Safety at Arizona State University. He spent years studying the MS-13 gang. Dr. Katz, thank you.
Thank you.